This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It is the year 2033. Social Security is out of money. It's ended. The word is out. The people who depend upon it, no more. The Congress that is in charge of it, clamoring at the door, pounding at the door. Where'd our money go? What is to be done? I welcome Véronique de Rougy of the Mercatus Center. This is not some distant future. It's tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. First of all, Véronique, where did the money go? And then what is to be done? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it was always planned that at some point, all the extra revenue that were in the trust fund was going to be dried out. And this money right now is being used to pay the difference between the payroll tax revenue that Social Security collects every year and the benefits that are being paid. Because since 2010, basically the revenue from the payroll tax is not enough to pay all the benefits. So they've been using these assets that are in the trust fund. In 2033, there won't be any assets. So it means that by law, benefits are going to have to be cut across the board by 21%, which would basically double senior poverty. And there's only 1 in 7 seniors who depend entirely on Social Security. But for those people, it would be very punishing to have a 21% cut. So that's how we got there, is basically that if we are in 2023 and benefits are going to be cut, it means that politicians have continued to be delinquent and not willing to talk about reforms. Thankfully, there's a way to go about this.
Yes, you write about Andrew Biggs and Kristen Shapiro. Who are they and what is their plan?
So Kristen Shapiro is at Independent Women's Forum, and Andrew Biggs is at the American Enterprise Institute, the American Enterprise Institute. And Andrew's an economist, and he's a Social Security specialist. And one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past is the fact that one of the things that people don't understand is, like, actually seniors are doing really well relatively to the rest of the population. Seniors are overrepresented in the top income quintile. It doesn't mean that every senior is rich, not at all. In fact, there are seniors that are poor, and there are seniors who really depend on Social Security. But compared to the rest of the population, they're really overrepresented. There are more seniors that are well off than in the other in the rest of the population. So a system that would distribute effectively to all seniors independently of income means that you're redistributing from the relatively young and poor towards the relatively old and rich. And so I've always said a better system would be to have a system that's based on needs. And effectively, this is what Andrew Biggs and Kristen Shapiro are suggesting. They say if Congress hasn't gotten its act together and reformed Social Security to find a way away from a 21% cut across the board, the president, the executive, will have enormous discretion about how to allocate the payroll tax or the tax revenue that's earmarked for Social Security and how to allocate it. And rather, they suggest, rightfully so, that rather than have a cut across the board cut, what we should do is allocate the money towards those who need it the most.
Yes. You write about capping the monthly benefits to $2,050. Cap for everybody? In other words, what about people who are well-to-do? Are you going to do they recommend means testing, or everybody gets $2,050 a month, no matter who they are?
So right now, the way it's done is that there's a certain, I don't know what the top benefits is, and it depends on your level of income, how long you've worked, and all of that stuff. But what they're proposing is basically capping the benefits to $2,050 per month. So it means that for 50% of retirees, it will mean absolutely no change to their benefits. And these are people that need Social Security the most. For the others, they will get a maximum of $2,050, which for those people is likely a cut from what they were going to get. For the people who are, like, let's say, the first 5% after that low income, lower 50%, that's a very small cut. But the further you are away from the 50%, the bigger the cut compared to what you were going to have. That said, the further away you are from that 50%, the higher income you are, and very likely you've actually saved a lot and you weren't that counting really on Social Security for your retirement. And I like this system because it's a system that really allocates resources on towards people who need it the most.
That seems very straightforward. What you're anticipating, though, there will be objections by the politicians. Why? Because it's fair-minded.
I mean, because I think there's this notion that politically you can't touch Social Security, because there is this underlying belief that when you're a senior, you're poor, but that's not true. And so rather than say we're going to touch Social Security and means test it and basically make sure that the people who need it the most have the benefits and then cut the benefits of those who don't need it. There are, like, for instance, Democrats, they would like to keep benefits even for those who don't need it, but then raise taxes on everyone. And that's not a good thing. We already pay the payroll tax. It's not the only source of revenue, but it's by far the biggest source of revenue for Social Security, is the biggest tax that Americans pay. For half of Americans, it's literally the biggest tax
Right,
that they pay.
right.
And so raising the payroll tax is not a good option. This is a very regressive tax, and making the rich pay more for them to get benefits they don't need makes no sense.
I know that this is an unhappy topic, but here it is. Have either of the two major candidates commented on Social Security in the year 2033? Either Vice President Harris or former President Trump?
No, they've only said that they won't touch Social Security, which means if they really don't want to talk about reforming Social Security, it means that in 2033, benefits are going to be cut by law across the board by 21%. That's just not acceptable. We should be talking right now about reforming Social Security, and so that the there are people who really depend on it just can still count on it.
And would if the Social Security is solved, does that mean it'll be easier to take care of the two big problems, Medicare and Medicaid? Would they be easier to handle? We have about 30 seconds.
No, so Medicare and Medicaid are two much harder problems to solve. Social Security, believe it or not, is the easy one to solve. Medicare and Medicaid is not just a clear formula, simple. It has to do with the supply, a lot of regulation to the supply of the healthcare market, so it's much more difficult.
Veronique Durocher is the George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy, a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, writing at Creators Syndicate. Easy now, hard later. Social Security.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.